The Pittsburgh Public Schools Board will vote Wednesday night on updated guidelines when it comes to suspending young learners. As part of our Remake Learning Initiative, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports that parents and advocacy groups are pushing the board to ban suspending students for nonviolent offenses up to fifth grade.
By eighth grade, Christian Carter had been suspended from school a dozen times. The first time was in third grade for what he describes as questioning his teacher. Most were 1 or 2 day suspensions.
There was one time I've been suspended for coming to class late. It was my third time coming to class late. A thing like coming to class late is something that students do all the time. A cell phone out in class, going to the bathroom when the teacher has denied them to go to the bathroom every single day is a reason why kids are being suspended, and that is an important issue. You're telling kids to miss a 6 hour school day and just sit at home and do nothing for petty things.
Carter is now a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa, studying dance and theater. He rallied with about 60 other people Tuesday outside of the school board administrative office in Oakland, holding a sign that said solutions, not suspensions.
Students can use other resources other than suspension, like yoga rooms. It's been proven that quiet rooms, meditation rooms have worked for other people and other students to have a space for them to go to when they feel frustrated and feel like they are not getting anything done in their classrooms.
Solutions, not suspensions is the rallying cry for the Education Rights Network, an initiative from the advocacy group One Pennsylvania. The group supports alternatives to deal with the root issue of why a student is acting out. It delivered a report to the Pittsburgh Public Schools Board last week that found that students in kindergarten through fifth grade missed a total of 3,160 days of school last year because of suspensions. The report notes that 65% of those suspensions were labeled as disruption of school. Angel Gober with One Pennsylvania says pushing kids out of school for minor offenses sets them up for failure.
You know, when you keep pushing a kid out, you know, that devalues that process, right? It doesn't feel like a place of learning. It doesn't feel like a welcoming place. It's like, I messed up, you know, I'm gonna keep messing up. And so we need to make sure that we're keeping kids in school and not just handing them over to the prison industrial complex, right? No, I'm not interested in feeding, you know, any more black males or young black ladies to the prison system.
Earlier in the school year, the district commissioned a report from the Council of Great City Schools. That report noted the perpetual disparity in who is suspended. The report from the Education Rights Network supports that claim, saying African American students at PPS are suspended 4 times as often as white students. Great City Schools proposed that the district eliminate suspensions for students in kindergarten, first, and second grade. About 40 people spoke in support of that elimination and expanding it to fifth grade during a public hearing Tuesday, saying suspensions were not an effective discipline practice and that unconscious bias has led to a disparity in who is disciplined. The district will vote Wednesday on an updated code of student conduct that includes language saying teachers would be discouraged from suspending children in kindergarten through second grade. Cheryl Kleiman with the legal advocacy group, the Education Law Center, says that's not good enough.
The proposed language to discourage suspensions for K through 2 students provides no clear guidance to educators and offers no metric of accountability.
Several board members have voiced support for a ban on suspensions in those early grades. But first, they say there needs to be an alternative, or teachers will be overwhelmed with policing behavioral issues. The district held several community input forums in the spring on the code of conduct. Assistant Superintendent Dara Ware Allen says if a ban were to be implemented, she wants to ensure that there wouldn't be unintended consequences.
In terms of making sure that students are supported, but also that our staff are supported with the tools that they need to provide alternatives.
Superintendent Anthony Hamlet said last week in an education committee meeting, that could mean a budget and foundation funding for more support staff and programming. Advocates are pushing for a suspension moratorium for nonviolent offenses to start in the fall. The board has not yet proposed a suspension ban policy. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.